This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll be visiting with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. The Midwest Truck and Trailer Show and Convention is taking place in February, and Don has the details.
Yes, it's only about 2 weeks away, February 3rd and 4th in Peoria, at the Peoria Civic Center. This will be the 54th annual Midwest Truck and Trailer Show and the Midwest Truckers Convention. You know, we started holding these in Springfield a long time ago, and it was 1963, I think, when they held, 64, when they held the first one in Springfield. And they went to Decatur. They held them in Decatur for a while, and then back to Springfield. And we moved up to Peoria 11 years ago because we keep needing bigger and bigger facilities. And we're at that stage right now. We're for the truck show itself, we're sold out. We got a waiting list. We got more exhibitors that want to come in, and we got to try to find some more space in the next 2 weeks somewhere within that facility, because there seems to be a really good response to the truck show.
Well, I think that's a good problem to have. You know, this year in our conversations over the last 2 or 3 months has been focused on a lot about regulations, federal and state, and I believe you're going to be talking some more about this at the show.
Yeah, probably the whole scope of the convention, which, you know, and there's two events. We've got the Midwest Truckers Association Convention, and we have the Truck and Trailer Show. So we have two events going on side by side. At the convention, we've got, again, as you said, it's going to be quite a lengthy agenda over those 2 days, a lot to deal with federal regulations. And really, more so, we're kind of calling it Trump and trucking, because we have a new administration coming in on Friday. The truck operators are always, you know, kind of, they've got their eyes open because they want to see what's going to happen under this new administration. We have a lot of regulations which are being moved about in federal agencies that affect people who operate trucks, everything from new environmental standards to proposals to limit how fast you can go in terms of speed limiters built into the trucks, new, you know, regulations that deal with hours of service issues. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And there's been some indications that the new administration is going to take a look at all pending regulations out there and then decide, you know, should they proceed under under the new administration. So we're going to watch and see what happens. But in the meantime, we will have people there from federal agencies and state agencies. We have rules which are going into place this year that we got to get ready for, and no matter what happens. So it gives those who attend the convention a good opportunity to talk to the regulators themselves and really to ask questions and to say, hey, you know, what do I need to do to make sure I'm compliant?
Well, it'll be always a great update, and as you said, talking about lots of different issues. So that's the convention side of things. Now, basically, I believe you buy a ticket to get in. You can go to the convention and the show.
Well, there's two ways of doing it. The convention itself is pre-registration. If you're interested in attending the convention, which is 2 days of meetings, and it's meetings, meals, and everything else that goes with it, that's available. You can go to the Midwest Truck Show website, and you can take a look at that and register. On the other side, we've got the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show, which is free, open to the public. I mean, anyone who is involved in operating trucks, not just truckers, but farmers, construction companies, you know, private fleets, what have you. The show is open to anybody and everybody. A couple places you can get free tickets. Number one, a lot of publications have them. If you're a member of the Farm Bureau, you can see it in Farm Week, the weekly newspaper. You can see it in Illinois Agri-News if you get that. You can find tickets at a lot of the exhibitors have them all across South Central Illinois. You can find them because a lot of the big truck dealerships are going to be there, so they can get them there. Worst comes to worst, you can also go online to our website at MidwestTruckShow.com, and you can download one, make copies of it, pass it around to your friends, and go that way. Again, we don't charge. The exhibitors basically are paying the bill to have you come in, and all you have to do is fill out a ticket and walk in the door.
So the truck and trailer show is a little bit lighter and more fun, you know, not touching on the key issues like you would at the convention. So I know there's a few things that are pretty fun that you do each year at the show. One of those is the Truckers Pride Contest, and you said you've got your finalists already.
Yeah, the Truckers Pride Truck Beauty Contest is it's 24. You know, we've got the finalists, and it's down to the final 24 that are going to be at the truck show. These are, the pride and polish, trucks, everything from antique trucks to some of the brand new, customized, beautiful paint jobs, inside and out. I mean, they're just really, really nice trucks. And the people who do it, men and women, do a lot of work on them, and they take a lot of pride in them, and we have fun with it. There's cash prizes, there's trophies, and it's really a good time. It's like a show within the show. So a lot of new equipment this year, a couple of returnees, but there's also new stuff coming in, and that makes it fun just because people are excited to see what's new and what people are up to, because they're going to always go, well, what's he going to bring this year? That type of stuff, and it really is nice.
And you do have a People's Choice Award. Do attendees get a chance to vote on their favorites?
Yeah, everyone who attends the truck show gets to vote for their favorite truck. People's Choice Award is you get a ticket when you walk in, and you can vote for it, put it in the ballot box. Considering we have 6,000-plus people that show up, it's amazing. The winners the last 2 years have been so close. Out of all those tickets, of all those people that show up, 6,000-plus, it was very close the last 2 years for the winners. So it just goes to show that a lot of people have a lot of different things they like, and they gauge the trucks, on certain things what they like. So it's really neat, and it's fun. They really do have a lot of fun with the Truckers Pride.
The other thing that happens at the show, this is a family event, obviously, and you've got a Pinewood Derby, and I remember talking with you about this last year. It's a lot of fun for everybody that's involved to watch whatever it may be.
The Truckers Pinewood Derby. Now, this is just like the Pinewood Derby maybe you played when you were in the Cub Scouts. But instead of having a car, you have a truck. And we have the truck kits, and we've got a lot of members who get a kit. And they paint the model trucks in their company colors, and it looks, the little truck looks like
just
the big
like
truck,
one of the big
like one of the big ones, and it really gets to be pretty good competition. But it's old guys, it's young kids, and a little bit of everything in between, and it's really it's fun too. I mean, it goes over. We do a lot of practice rounds on Friday, and then we do the elimination starts Saturday afternoon, and it goes on for a couple hours. And we use a regulation Pinewood Derby track like you see the Cub Scouts use, and it's all computerized and everything. So it's a big thing for a lot of people. And again, the same thing. There's prizes for everybody, and trophies and prizes.
Are there rules on your website for how to build these trucks and size and things like that, or how to do people know to bring the right size derby?
Yeah, if people are interested, what we're asking is that, and we do it. It's a donation. We ask them to make a donation to Special Olympics, and we raise some decent money for Special Olympics. Because of the fact that when you buy the truck, you're going to pay a registration fee, and the truck's like $10. So I mean, it's not big money. Yeah. but then we get a lot of contributions on the side, and it's fun. I mean, because you get kids who are doing it, and you get adults who are doing it. Who, you look up and there's a couple hundred people watching this, and we figure there's probably some side betting going on somewhere along the line there, but they have a really good time doing it, and you know, especially the kids have a lot of fun doing it because they're real proud of, you know, what they did or what Dad did. And matter of fact, we had a young girl who won it 2 years ago, and after she beat all the guys, and it was a young girl, you know, and you know, obviously Dad helped her out, but it was still fun. She won it, so it was a good time.
That's awesome.
And again, that's pretty much open. I mean, if people are interested, they can go on the website and they can see it. And once again, it's a lot of fun.
Well, Don, we've touched on the convention side, the truck and trailer show side of things. Anything we've missed, or if you think we've hit it all, of course, we can remind our listeners about location, dates, times, that sort of thing.
Yeah, just to finish up on the convention and truck show, again, it's a reminder. It's February 3rd and 4th. It's 2 weeks from Friday and Saturday. It's at the Peoria Civic Center in Peoria, free admission. It runs from 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock on Friday, 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock on Saturday. You know, all the latest in tractors, trailers, trucks, engines, parts and accessories, you know, electronics, you know, all the services that a truck operator needs. And again, this isn't just for trucking companies. It's for anyone who operates a truck in their business operation. More than happy to have them come up. And really, if you want to talk, the regulators are at the truck show too. The state agencies, the federal agencies, U.S. Department of Transportation, Illinois DOT, State Police, Department of Revenue, Secretary of State. You can even renew your truck registration there because they'll be set up to do that. So, you know, there's a lot to do when you're there. It'll take you quite a few hours to get through everything because again, record number of exhibitors, record amount of exhibit space, and I think this year more than ever, there's a lot of new and interesting things we're going to be doing at the truck show.
Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.